By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump took his tough law and order message to Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday, where protesters turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, several times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Trump is shifting the election battle against Democrat Joe Biden from a verdict on his coronavirus pandemic response to an issue of law and order here in the United States. Former Vice President Biden is holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling, with the election some 9 weeks away. But surveys show the race is narrowed and is even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. The U.S. decides the presidency through an indirect form of democracy, not by the national popular vote, but in the Electoral College, where the winner in each state receives all of that state's electoral votes. Each state's number of electoral votes is based on its population. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other three times, once later this month, and twice in October. Vice President Mike Pence and Democrat Senator Kamala Harris are to debate only once in early October. A U.S. think tank released satellite imagery showing North Korean troops and vehicles practicing for a major military parade despite the country's ongoing coronavirus restrictions. Commercial satellite imagery surveyed by 38 North showed formations of troops and vehicles at a parade training ground. North Korea has been widely expected to hold a major military parade on October 10th this year to mark the 75th anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Schools reopen in Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus is believed to have first been detected. Nearly 1.4 million students have been out of school for more than 8 months. Authorities said prior to Tuesday's reopening, faculties of the city schools carried out training and drills to ensure safety for the incoming students and the prevention of the coronavirus. Concerns about the students' psychological health after a lengthy lockdown, some schools even provided counseling. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a sweeping nationwide order temporarily halting millions of U.S. renters from being evicted in a bid to reduce the spread of the COVID-19 virus. President Trump directed CDC to consider if temporarily halting residential evictions was reasonably necessary to prevent the spread of the virus. The order lasts through December 31st. An administration official told reporters the order was not an invitation to stop paying rent and said renters should pay a portion of rent if they can. The CDC order said renters can still be evicted for reasons other than not paying rent or making house payments. An offshore typhoon brought torrents of rain to southern Japan on Wednesday. Japan's weather agency warned Typhoon Maisei could produce fierce winds and possible mudslides. Okinawa Electric Power Company said more than 700 customers are still without electricity after the storm brushed the island earlier. Maisei is expected to make landfall sometime Wednesday in South Korea, possibly as a Category 1 or 2 storm. The Brazilian city of Niterói in Rio de Janeiro state has begun testing a coronavirus vaccine produced by the Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac. The trial is being conducted by a partnership between the city government, the Butantan Institute, and the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation. Brazil has some of the highest coronavirus tallies in the world, with more than 3.9 million coronavirus cases and 121,381 deaths, making it the second worst hit country in the world behind the United States. And Trinidad and Tobago has adopted a stringent face mask policy to prevent the spread of the coronavirus in the Caribbean. Anyone 8 years of age and older caught not wearing a mask in public without good reason faces a $1,000 fine. Fine goes up to $2,000 for a second offense and $3,000 if caught a third time. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.